In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.
Amen.
God said to Abram, go from your country and your family and your father's house. Get up and go to a country that I will show you. With these instructions from God, the character of Abram and his wife Sarai enter the story of how God was revealed in human history as recorded in the book of Genesis. The stories that surround Abram and Sarai point to one aspect of our relationship with God, that of faithfulness to the call of God in and upon our lives. Here, as we first meet Abram, he's faced with two decisions. First, to actually engage God, to listen, and then secondly, to decide whether to act or not. Listening to God and then acting are decisions that are always before us. Abram and Sarah faced such a decision as they uprooted their family and moved into the unknown. Joseph faced such a decision after he was thrown into a pit by his brothers and then sold into slavery in Egypt. Moses was confronted with such a decision when he encountered a bush that seemed to be on fire, yet did not burn. Likewise, Ruth, when she was threatened with the prospect of being left by Naomi. Samuel faced such a decision when he answered God calling to him in the night. Decisions like the ones made by Mary and Joseph when they said yes to the birth of Jesus. The disciples, as they left their boats and their tax collecting tables. These stories have been given to us to show us that we too can decide to listen and to act. When you make a list like the one we've just reviewed, it might be easy to say, okay, the next time I'm faced with a burning bush, I'll know it's time to listen and to act. But I don't think we get off quite that easily. While these stories of our fathers and mothers in the faith seem to speak of grand and even eternal events and decisions, the stories of our own lives are not any less important and no less eternal. Decisions to work for social, economic, and political justice. The prophets in ancient Israel and Judah did that. But no less so can we do that today in our schools, our neighborhoods, and our cities. Some in this parish have heard a call upon their lives in just such work as respecting the dignity of every human being and working to see that justice is at least realized by all God's children. Decisions to offer the vulnerability of your love to another person and to start a family. Mary and Joseph did that when God's messenger challenged them with the mystery of a birth that was coming in the face of what must have seemed like overwhelming odds in their culture. But no less might some of us be called to face similar overwhelming odds in our own culture. Some in this parish have in fact started families that are contrary to the family values messages of our culture. Decisions to stop behaviors that are destructive to ourselves and those we love and those who love us. The Hebrew people were called by God again and again to turn away from false gods and idols. No less might we be called to be honest about alcoholism and other addictions, honest about our pursuit of wealth and possessions and countless other idols that we set before ourselves every day. Those decisions that we might face to love someone, to start a family, to adopt a child, to take someone else's child into our home, to work for justice and peace, to face our own destructive behaviors. Each of these decisions has lasting and eternal consequences. I faced my own time of listening to God and then acting when I struggled with my call to the ordained ministry. It was quite a struggle because I couldn't listen to God. I couldn't listen because I wouldn't shut up from talking to myself. I had my entire life carefully planned out where I'd get my next job in the oil business, what I would do, where I would live, how much money I would make. It was all very, very clear to me. So clear, in fact, that I had to repeat it to myself over and over and over again. I'd heard the barest whisper of God's voice in my friends from work, at the lodge, at church, to all of whom it was clear that I would only be happy if I sought ordination. But I didn't want to hear that because I had my own plans. It didn't really matter what ideas God might have had. What God needed to do was listen to me. And so I recited my well-laid plan to myself over and over and over again. I did finally stop talking to myself. I think I must have talked myself into emotional and spiritual exhaustion. Once the sound of my own voice in my head shut up, I allowed the necessary space and silence where I just might be able to listen. The stories of all those men and women from the Hebrew and Christian testaments, and certainly the best parts of my own story and your stories, cannot be read or heard as if to make us the heroes and the heroines. In all the stories of our faith, in all the stories of our relationship with God, it's the faithfulness of God that stands out. We always have our best example of the decision to listen to the call of God and then how to act upon that call from Jesus. Barbara Crafton is a priest from the Diocese of New York, where I used to work, and was my spiritual director at one time. She writes books, and in one of her books, she reflected on this morning's passage from Matthew. This is what she said. How it zigzags back and forth between the high and the low, from despised tax collectors to earnest Pharisees, from a powerful leader of the local synagogue to a miserable woman who cannot stop the flow of blood that renders her unclean, and a dead child whose lifeless little hand Jesus takes in his own. Touching either the woman or the dead body of the child would render Jesus unclean. But love is braver than respectability. It will go places where respectability fears to tread. Love is braver than respectability. It will go places where respectability fears to tread. Jesus is not unaware of the rules or of the distinctions among people. He's just clear about how he will walk through his world. Jesus made his decision. Decisions like that have consequences. The world protects its systems, and the world that does not reward those who will not endorse its categories. The world does not reward those who will not endorse its categories. Listening to God and then acting were points of decision that Abram and Sarai faced, that Jesus faced, that you and I face. May we become so quiet in our minds that the noise and distraction of our lives will grow dim so that we can listen to God. May we trust in the faithfulness of God, that we can answer the call to whatever the mind of God might have in store for each and every one of us. Let us pray. Loving God, at the deepest level, when we listen and respond, the call actually frees us. It enables us to see what really matters, to focus our love, to dedicate ourselves to something or someone larger than ourselves, and so to enter consciously into that continual stream of losing and finding ourselves that is the mystery of life in your divine presence. Amen.